Ah, we followed this at the cricket last night. We wanted to know what was happening in the Aussie Masters, and with three holes to go, it could have been a four-way playoff, but Nick Cullen, he held strong, nearly birdied the 17th, held par on the 18th, and played the shot of his life. Well done, Nick.
Thanks, Flats. Cheers, mate.
Mate, how good's that? That shot out of the bunker. What were you thinking at the time?
Honestly, I wasn't thinking too much. I think it's one of those times you just sort of got to trust it, and there's sort of trouble behind it, and it's not very good if you leave it short. So just one of those things. You just trust the practice, and it just came off perfectly.
Yeah. Geez, it would have been a relief, mate, to walk up and know you had a tap in. How far did it look? It was about 10 inches, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about a foot. But, look, it felt like five. I'm glad it wasn't any further because it straight downhill, it was going to break a little bit. It just, it wasn't where I wanted to be in that bunker. So to get out of it the way I did and sort of hold on after a couple of three putts on 14 and 15, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah Nick, it's just meant so much, this win, hasn't it? Like, it was a solid 69, but in terms of the next 5 years, the Australasian Tour and maybe getting a spot over there in America as well?
Yeah, just having status locked in, it's massive. It's just such a big relief because this year's been a big struggle. So I sort of didn't have anything lined up next year. I missed at web.com Q School by a shot last week, second stage Q School. So next year was looking pretty blank for me at the moment. So this definitely is a massive relief just to know I've got somewhere to play the next 5 years and for the confidence and for the other invites and for the other exemptions that I'll get too. So it's just an amazing week.
I don't think, some people don't understand it, just how hard it is to win, isn't it? I mean, there's 140 blokes every week teeing it up, and only 70 even get to make any money. It's just hard yards, isn't it? And there's costs. You've got all your costs involved.
Yep. It's expensive, and when you're sort of struggling, it's not easy. When you're playing well, it's great, and it's a lot of fun, and you get to hang out with a lot of mates and stuff. But I've struggled this year and it's just not been a lot of fun. You're away from home and you're not making money, and it's just sort of wondering when it's going to happen for you. So I can't describe it. It's just an amazing feeling, and having Adam Scott in the field and seeing him move up the leaderboard all day and finish on 8 under is just puts that extra bit of pressure too, because you don't really want to have to go into a playoff with him.
No, he was probably willing that last bunker shot to go. But did you see his final putt? You've probably seen the replay now.
I saw a replay of it. He was getting ready to fist pump and it lived out on him. Yeah, that was pretty brutal. But look, I thought I held my putt on 17 and I hit a really good putt on 14 that just sort of hit the low lip and missed. So everyone sort of has those, but I'm just thankful it worked out how it did and got it up and down on the last.
Might be too soon to reflect on the last year, but when you say you struggled, mate, was it more a confidence thing, or was there something in the swing you were working on?
Everything. I got appendicitis. I came fourth at the Aussie Masters last year.
That's
and
right.
Then got appendicitis 2 weeks later at the Aussie Open. So I had to pull out of Japan to a school and had a couple of months off and came back from that and just struggled with the swing. Just body wasn't working properly and swing was in some bad positions, and working with Troy Lane, who I'd worked with for sort of 10, 12 years, we just sort of couldn't get it going. And I sort of started to question everything. I questioned myself and coaching and like just questioned everything. And I guess, as you know, as professional sportsmen, doubt is not a good thing. And didn't have confidence all year. Was hitting some bad tee shots. And I guess you get under pressure and that bad one comes out and then you just lose all your trust again. So sort of been working with a new coach, Craig Hansen, and And I've just sort of found that trust in my swing again. He's given me something that I can trust, and it's just working for me. And I practiced putting a lot this week and worked really hard on that sort of every night after the rounds, and that paid off in the end.
Mate, you might be a marked man this week at the Oz, mate.
1 and 2 in the world plan. I don't think so. I think,
but it's it's exciting to have that bit of attention, particularly when it's going to be focused on Rory and Adam and others. Yeah. But yeah, you'll be mentioned, which is going to be great.
Yeah, look, it's always good to sort of be in the mix and sort of be mentioned, and I guess being contention is what you really want, just to be around the mark on Sunday. But the Australians are really going to suit both of those guys. They're the two best drivers of the golf ball in the world. And that is a golf course where you really need to drive it well. So, I think they're definitely the favourites, and they're the ones to watch. And if I can try and keep up with them, then I'll be really happy.
And, mate, very quickly, Dan, how's your brother going?
Yeah, he's doing really well. Yep. He's been playing great cricket and bowling really well.
Excellent.
I've been talking to him about it, and he's really happy with the way he's bowling, best he's bowled in years. So,
brilliant.
So yeah, no, everything's good, and he's really happy for me, and he's been just amazing for me. All his experience and the advice that he's given me, you just can't beat it.
No.
So he's been amazing.
Nick, it's a great story. Well done again, and play well in the coming week also.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.